Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined as a disciple of truth and a bearer of light, to come to that place and space within yourself that you are fully committed to living in the light of the truth of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes all there is as existence itself. For I am always urging us forward to have an understanding and an understanding and a care to be able to stand resolutely with that which allows us to stand infinitely and eternally by virtue of its presence being that which animates us, breathes us, beats our hearts, and to know that there are no forces, no bosses, no schemes, no beings that can triumph over the laws of existence, over that which is the light and of supreme intelligence. And to be supremely intelligent is the gift and the birthright that we've all been given. Being in a system that tries to undermine or have us undermining ourselves and to be victims of those who are planning and plotting a genocide and depopulation, we have to realize that it is essential that we are consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards the greatest good. And the greatest good is for every being, everyone who has breath and every eye that sees to truly be acknowledged and reverenced and appreciated and appreciated, loved as a living point of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We have been marginalized to think that there are ones and ones who are greater and more deserving than other ones, but everything and everybody deserves the right to its life. And our consciously caring to exalt a full effort in reclaiming our lives and living our lives and being in a place and space where we are aligned and attuned to that which allows us to triumph over all situations and circumstances is where we find our true harmony, wherever we may be upon the planet. To know that by virtue of each beat of our hearts and every breath that we take, that there is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than the gift of life and the gift of being present in the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. True success in this life is self-actualizing, self-realizing, and living in the integrity of one's own high ethic and morality and uncompromising ethics that allow you to fulfill destiny as a point of the presence of God. To consecrate our body temples through the process of purification so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in their temples. And to know that our birthright is to be rightly aligned in living as living beings, as intelligences of existence. And after being under the auspices of those who would care to be misaligned and be in a progression of error, then our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to seek correction. And the correction in doing the internal work of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, so that we are able to anchor the light of supreme intelligence and absolute wisdom within every fiber of our being. To know that we, as a populace of people, have great power in this now moment in the light of that which is absolute truth, by virtue of that which is absolute love, in harmony with that which is the will of existence towards its own greater good as the ever-increasing expansiveness of all there is as intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are always held within its presence by virtue of its presence, no matter where we are. And to be in a place where we have an understanding that we should not be dying, there are such conflicting thoughts, and some ones will say, well, everybody dies, and then they'll say, well, there is no death. And I'm saying, well, there is a death that comes as a result of being in consistent violation of the laws that govern you. When you have no commitment to the laws that govern your being, when there are no commitments towards existence itself and the laws that govern existence itself and the laws that govern continuance in existence itself, then there is a risk of death. There is a risk of being snuffed out like a match flame being blown out or a candle flame being suffocated where all the oxygen is taken out and there is nothing left. We're in a now moment where we have to care about our living to the degree to which we are living fully. And to know that our success in this life is by virtue of our care to be triumphant over circumstances and situations and conditions, to be in a place and space where we are always remembering the divinity of existence itself and the power that we have to create our own realities, to realize that we are dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, and that intelligence is the gift that everyone has been given, and the opportunity to shape intelligence to one's own vision and will and imagination is a gift that everybody has, regardless of what level of distortion or dysfunction or degradation or violation one may be in. You're still only using that which you've been given as intelligence, the capacity for thought and contemplation and meditation and reflection, consideration, perspective, perception. And to understand that our perception and our perspective is going to literally lay foundation for the choices that we're making. But to understand that when you have been fed that which the body has no use for and does not recognize as food, that does not promote cellular oxygenation, hydration, regeneration, or facilitate the body's capacity to eliminate that which needs to be eliminated from it, then we, over time, are impacted and affected, constipated and congested, blocked and obstructed, to the degree to which we are not able to utilize the gifts that we have towards our own greater good, towards the good of the whole, and to consciously care to do that which is promoting wholeness wherever we are. And because this is foundationally in the system of things that we have now, corporate entities and deities and businesses that are about the business of producing, manufacturing, distributing, advertising that which has no substance for human consumption, then it becomes a serious problem in that our children are impacted and affected by it. It becomes a serious problem in the accumulation, the concentration, saturation, and the contraindication of all of these chemicals, these nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and hormones and antibiotics and all of these things that are man-made and perceived necessary as a result of doing that which need not even be done in utilizing animals for food when we were told not to kill. And when killing creates such an aberration of spirit in those who kill, and those who kill consistently over time, regardless of whether they're killing the fish or the ocean creatures, the land creatures, the chickens, the cows, the deers, or whatever, to be killing consistently over time puts one in a position where you are divorced and separated from perceiving the oneness of your being with all other beings, and therefore your violation of those beings draw to you violation against yourselves and yourself. And a lot of times people are not realizing that when your body has been filled with the flesh of dead animals consistently over years, from the time that you were children, eating hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and chicken and fish and tuna and sardines and all of this stuff that creates rot in the body, creates all of this acidity, is the foundation for all cancer. And you still think that you're relatively a good person and you don't understand why tragedy affects you, why tragedy meets you. And to multiply millions of people being in violation of the very laws that govern their being, and then consistently are recreating that which is detrimental to everything and everybody, We have to come to a point and place in our own hearts, minds, and our own spirits, in our own choices where we care to be realigned with an effort to exalt a full life's urge to do nothing that undermines ourselves, particularly knowing that there is that which is in full effect, that is programming at the cellular level, that modifies our behavior to the degree to which we are not able to do what all other intelligent beings and creatures do. In exalting a full life's urge, knowing our food, excreting our waste, knowing our time, perpetuating ourselves, and being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. A people would naturally rally to protect themselves and their communities and their children when they realize that they're being warred against. And the generations that we are sharing time and space with in this now moment have forgotten. And this basic sense of self-preservation is no longer there. But the sense of entitlement to do that which undermines oneself, to be mindless, to be thoughtless, to be careless with the greatest gift that you were given, which is your life, to be smoking and drinking and desecrating your body temple as if your spirit is not in that body, as if your spirit can be detached from all of the violation and the vileness that comes in as a result of feeding off of violated beings. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that there is conspiracy to make sure that we are out of order with the order of existence, and there is order that is the fulfillment of law that governs all of us, and nobody is absolved of our responsibility to apply ourselves unto it, and nobody can be unaffected by it. But to be harmonized with it and to utilize it towards our own greater good in our care to be harmonious and to create a spirit of harmony and peace within ourselves by virtue of the cleanliness of our blood, that which allows our spirits to be freed and liberated from the toxicity, the acidity, the blockage and obstruction of our life force, our breath, our blood, our spirit, our capacity for thinking and creating. And so I am always appealing to those who would listen to go deeper, to reach higher, to make the commitments, to consciously care, to be successful in every aspect of your living, not just your finances, not just your career, not just your education, but in every aspect of your life. Our relationships should reflect our wholeness and our peace and our poise and our love and our light. Our relationships with our family members, our loved ones, our intimate partnering, our business partnering, our coworkers. But when we are undermining ourselves and experiencing the lull that comes, the dull that comes, the oppression at the cellular level, then it's very difficult to have healthy relationships when you are not in a healthy relationship with life itself. And so in order for there to be world peace, as they say, and in order for there to be true accomplishment in the progression of existence, then people's lives and choices have to change. Because those ones who feel entitled to go and work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, they do so because they've not made any commitment to that which is light and life. And they're not seeing the error of their way or perceiving that it is an error, because the system that is lawless has legalized the pursuit of happiness and killing and subduing and subjugating and violating. We're in a now moment where we have to come to that place and space if we care to live. If you don't care to live, then you can continue to be lawless. But if you truly care to live, and you care to live and be whole, care to live without creating disease, care to live without suffering, care to live in being able to rejoice in the promises of that which beats your heart and breathes you, to know that there is abundant life force and substance, and that which is joy and peace and poise and power and potency and goodness and prosperity and health and wealth and legacy and glory in this living, then it matters that we care to be corrected. It matters that we care to be truly representative of that which is light and that which is right and that which is love and that which is truth. To know that in the truth, that we can be freed from the detriment, we can be freed from the despair, we can be freed from the desperation and all of that disenergy, the discontent and the dissatisfaction, the disenfranchisement. We have to reclaim our rights to be right, our rights to be in alignment, our rights to be who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And there is no supremacy in idiocy and stupidity. There is no supremacy in oppression and suppression and depression. There is no supremacy in undermining the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives. There is no supremacy in stupefying, anesthetizing, inebriating, and intoxicating other ones to make one's other ones seem superior. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and its will is for all of itself to rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of the harmony of the whole of existence itself. And the divinity of existence itself. But when we think that man's way is mandate and the way of men is greater than the way of God's, the way of men and those who are kind of men is more acceptable than being in a righteous initiative in everything that you do, is a problem that we would follow men to the detriment of ourselves and our children and our lineages. Because there are those who get up and they work on behalf of the chemical industries. They work on behalf of Monsanto's. They work on behalf of Cargill. They work on behalf of Coca-Cola and Burger King and all of those ones who are intimately involved in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through their products. And to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to understand the ramifications, the consequences of creating a boycott of the death industries. To know that we, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, cannot participate in maintaining and sustaining a system that facilitates and perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And that those who are gainfully, delusionally employed in the service of those who are creating detriment. Are creating sickness, illness, and disease within themselves. There is no way to work on behalf of death and not die. There's no way to perpetuate that which is facilitative of the degradation, the violation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the stupefaction, the violation of other beings, and not risk one's life. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence to participate for any reason in the subjugation, the domination, the bastardization, the usurpation of intelligences of existence that is not purpose in being, that is distortion and dysfunction, that is the progression of error. Ones and ones would try to make you think that there is no wrong, that it's all right, that it's all good. But genocide is not the will of existence. Being in a state of crisis and not being able to respond with a sense of urgency towards one's salvation and deliverance from it all is not the will of existence. It is the will of existence and the will of the intelligence of existence for us to align ourselves with it, to seek refuge in it, to insulate and secure our living so that we are truly aligning ourselves with its way and its law and its order that provides us the grace and the protection and facilitates our healing. And there's a healing that needs to be happening within us, all over the planet. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the power that we have to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that the light of supreme intelligence is anchored in every fiber of our being and we become radiant in the absolute love of being, the presence of existence itself, and to be vehicles and vessels of its love and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency and creativity and imagination and awesome dynamic expressions of its way, its will. To know that we've lived and we've loved and we've lifted and we transformed and transmuted all of this towards our greater good, that we exercised our rights to really stand on behalf of life, on behalf of the life of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the opportunity for the whole of humanity to stand as a resurrected populace. We, in our now moment, acting locally, can impact and affect globally because the power is now and the power is ours, and we, if we care, can claim it and stand in it and stand on behalf of it and outlive and outlast and outlove all of those who would care to be lawless in their practicing of delusion and illusion, to think that there is some prosperity that comes as a result of the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, death, degradation, violation, and all of this rape and incarceration and all of this stuff that goes on, that people are getting trapped in because they never were supported in having an understanding and an understanding as to what the true purpose in even being on the planet actually is. All of those who are truly prospering are doing so because they are willing to exalt a full effort in living fully, in doing nothing to undermine themselves, in coming to a point and place where their urge for life is greater than their urge for being lawless, their urge for making a difference and adding unto the wholeness of the world is a greater impetus in their living, so that they are truly able to take full advantage of everything and everybody towards the greater good, because we realize that we will never have anything greater than who we are and the who that we truly are. Is the Creator in its diverse expression as everything and everyone everywhere. And the Creator is the intelligence of existence, is not going to do anything to kill itself, to undermine itself. It's not going to suppress and oppress and kill itself over this way to exalt itself over there. We have to realize that the divisiveness that is taking place within the individual, which should be indivisible, is creating so much of this divisiveness that has been founded in religion. It's been founded in the socioeconomics, the education, the ways of the world per se. But Mother Earth is going to outlive and outlast the world. The world is fit to be destroyed. The world of delusion and illusion, to think that there's some prosperity in the detriment, and working towards the detriment of other ones. That there should be some celebration in the murder of these great creatures. And you go into and look at movies and see how ones and ones have gone on safaris in Africa and put them mounted and stuffed the heads of these creatures that they had the nerve to kill. We are in a place and space where we cannot continue to violate other ones and think that we should be all right. Self-abuse and misuse leads to other abuse and misuse. And years and decades of self-abuse and misuse and the misqualification and not respecting and reverencing and appreciating the gift of life puts you in a place where you will lose your life. And there's no real reason to risk your life when there is light and love and wisdom and truth that will allow you to dwell in true peace and poise and power and potency and prosperity and wealth. But to get to the essence of why it is you're living, what it you're living for, what do you truly want with yourself? How do you truly care to live the rest of your life? That has to be your decision. But to be glib about your right to kill yourself, and knowing that when you're killing yourself and you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to families and children and grandchildren, it's not good. It's not a good look. It's not a good fit. It's not a good way to be mindless and thoughtless and careless, because you've been entrusted with the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to function on behalf of the whole of existence itself. Right where we are, this is our time to remember that we have to apply ourselves. Our right to be continued in existence comes as a result of our effort to clear, cleanse, purify, be renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are on behalf of the whole of all of us. You're in a now moment of eternity where you are being called to rise. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us in any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am in consistent prayer that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to take in the truth and the light that you are acknowledging that is coming to you through me and over these airwaves, and really getting to the reality of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. This now moment requires us to care to be able to react and respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, in exalting a full effort in our living, exalting a full life's urge, doing truly what's in our own best interest, and no longer feeling entitled to have the free will to do that which undermines ourselves. We have been under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide for quite some time. I have been speaking to these issues over the last 20 years, and know that in this now moment, you think that the coronavirus is the evidence of, you know, how much more pandemic there is. But in light of how many families, how many lives, how many livers, how many people have died from the cancer, the heart disease, the heart attacks, the strokes, the alcoholism, the tobacco, and all of that, that there have been more people who have died from all of these things than all of the wars that America has engaged in. And to have 2,000 to 3,000 people dying daily from heart attacks, another 2,000 and 3,000 dying daily from cancer, another 2,000 to 3,000 dying daily from strokes and car accidents and all of these things. So let's come to that place and space where it truly matters that we understand that we are being warred against, we have been warred against, and now your opportunity to be able to respond correctly and directly by caring to do nothing that undermines your cells. So that as you are walking around, breathing your carbon dioxide with these masks on, putting your hands into latex and plastic gloves and whatnot, then leaving them all over the ground, are they biodegradable? No, we're just creating more trash. But the issue for us is understanding that having been fed and having fed off of the carcasses of rotting animals, rotting pigs. The only reason you didn't realize they were rotting is because they were shot up with all manners of colors and dyes to make you think that it was arterial blood that was there, that they were fresh. And I'm saying is that we have taken on the habits of those who love to kill, those who we have supported financially. They have created multi-trillion dollar economy in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And now is our time to come to that place where we will no longer be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own demise by exalting a full effort in consciously disconnecting and clearing, cleansing, purifying, and consecrating these bodies as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are animated and enlivened with each and every breath. And to be in a place and space where you are afraid of something that you cannot see, but then you have been feeding off of death and undermining yourself for decades, not understanding that which makes you vulnerable and susceptible is that which is already in your body dwelling with you. For you can go to the CDC's website to find out all of the pathogens that are in flesh and to understand that there's no way that you can feed off the flesh of dead pigs, dead cows, dead chickens, dead hens, dead fish, dead whatever, and not have a tragic date with death. We are in a grand opportunity to see the fulfillment of law. And so those ones, the Bill Gates and all of the other ones who've preceded them and all of those who co-conspirating and those of you who work for these people, or what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, to understand that death is at the end of it. But in the realm of eternity, as we are on a planet that is as big as the period at the end of a sentence, dwelling in nothing but eternity, nothing but the intelligence of existence and our being animated, divinely designed by the intelligence of existence, this is what constitutes our even playing field. Other than that, there is no equality. And we never had the responsibility of proving our equality or parity with those who beat us and raped us and hung us and sodomized us and marginalize us and said that we were less than human now. But you love them so much that you can't think of not eating the flesh of dead animals, which are their businesses, not drinking the alcoholic beverages that are undermining your liver and your kidneys, not taking their medications, not having their surgeries, not going to their trauma centers, not taking the chemo and not taking all of the meds that they prescribe. I'm just saying, why is it that you would be so concerned now to be trying to protect yourself after being the ones who've been undermining yourselves for so long? So at this particular point, the issue is, do you care to live or not? Do you care to thrive or not? Do you care to put yourself in a place and space where no one can war against you and be successful. But because of the behavior modification that has taken place as a result of all the artificial colors and artificial flavors, the things that have modified the behavior of so many ones that you have felt entitled to do that which undermines yourself. Oh, you're so stressed, so you smoke. Oh, you're so stressed, so you drink. Oh, you're so stressed, so you go out and have sex with who people that you don't even know, wasting yourselves. We are in a now moment where it is a perfect time to really go deeper and reach higher, to come to a point and place where you care to be victorious and triumphant, to align yourself with that which allows us to be victorious and triumphant. And that's the laws of light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. To understand that those ones who have initiated this genocide against the whole of humanity, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, their tragic date with fate is coming. There is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that you can launch an initiative of death against the planet and against nature and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and whatnot, with all of this 5G or whatever, and think that the intelligence of existence is not intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in its own survival, in its own continuation. So therefore, when you have a populace of people who do not care to operate within the laws that govern their existence, there is nothing to protect them from being disqualified for continuance in existence. When you have a people who will not consciously care to be realigned with the inherent purpose that is life itself, to exalt a full effort in their living, who feel entitled to be undermining themselves, their children, to the detriment of the lineages that they represent, then you are completely expendable, and death is your just reward for sowing those seeds within yourselves, reaching for it, loving it, consciously caring to be like those ones and do everything that they do when they were out of order. And so we're seeing the fulfillment of law. There is no way that you can legislate, perpetuate, and sow the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood and not have harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. There is no way that under capitalism, under a free enterprise system that is legalized genocide, that you will not have a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We've already been in it. So this is something that is trying to escalate it, to put you under a place and space where you want to go to the great white saviors for protection, that you'll do anything in order to have your perceived liberties restored unto you. And I'm saying we're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that there can be a divine intervention with all of this. That in the realm of eternity, on a planet that is completely intelligent, surrounded by nothing but intelligence, when the people themselves don't care to honor life itself and honor the gift that is the blessedness of being, then they're completely expendable and anything can happen at any given point in time. And we should be preparing to leave the planet. To leave as conscious immortals, to leave as living beings, to leave having stepped off the path of adulteration onto the path of maturation, where the divine core of our being as intelligences of existence is being consciously cultivated, consciously unfolded, so that we are in the process of self-realization, harmonization, and being one with that which beats our heart and breathes us, that nobody can undermine it or destroy it. It will continue to exist. The people may have to go. The people may have to die. But in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? When you've been glib about having to die from something, so you decide you're going to smoke yourself to death, or drink yourself to death, or screw yourself to death, or eat yourself to death. The reality is death is the finality. So why even bother with the mask when you're smoking? Why even bother with the mask or the gloves when you're still eating the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows? we're in an hour moment where you have to really get real clear that being on the path of life means that you cannot undermine yourself with that which promotes your sickness, illness, disease, and death, and survive it. And so all of the extra weight, the obesity, the diabetes, the sarcoidosis, the fibromyalgia, the lupus, all of these things are the evidence of the genocide. All of the dialysis and the renal failure and the surgeries and the gallbladder, the appendectomies and the tonsillectomies and the hysterectomies and, you know, just taking your glands and your organs and whatnot because your body is so filled with the filth that comes from feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this stuff. So now we can come to a place and space where we understand what makes us vulnerable, what makes you susceptible, and to know that there is something that you could take from Mother Earth, Mother Nature, that will help you to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized, regenerated, whole, healed, and more. If you care. If you care. But if you don't care, then why complain? If you don't care, then why even participate? Why continue to eat at all? Just smoke yourself to death. Drink yourself to death. Just go to death. If you don't have any purpose in living. But if you really care to live, then let's live this the way that it should be lived, so that we are a glory unto the lineages that we represent. So that we are able to align ourselves with that which beats our heart, breathes us, blazes the sun, has the earth spinning, and constitutes the whole of existence itself. Because we're being poisoned so that we have disconnected from our spiritual health. We're being poisoned so that we no longer remember the power that we have in mass when we think one thought. And that one thought is the thought of the triumph of absolute love as the reality of our lives, to hydrate and oxygenate and mineralize ourselves and ourselves so that we're completely cleared and cleansed from the violations of violated beings, from participating as a part of a system that has been condemned already as a result of being the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, warring against its own populace, warring against the planet and the creatures of the planet. There was already karmic debt here. But it takes you all to be dropping dead in the streets before you feel like you want to do something different, really? Your spirit is of God. Your spirit has come to this planet from other realms. We're all extraterrestrials. We're living in the realm of eternity on a planet that is floating in eternity. And for these people to think that they can be successful in initiating warfare against the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her populace, and not have tragic dates with fate. Not be disqualified for being continued in existence for the rest of all of eternity. So what if you became financially rich when you were spiritually impoverished to the degree to which you would make assault against the planet and the people of the planet? To be known as some of the most stupid people on the face of this earth. To have ever lived is to no one's glory. So to be in a realm of temporality and corporality and physicality and materiality and be spiritually bankrupt, to feel as though you are entitled to decide who lives and who dies, to feel as though you have the right over that which beats our collective hearts and breathes us, to initiate your agenda against us and say that we can't do this unless we do you, really?
And you all gonna go for that? And I'm saying, divest by clearing, cleansing, and consecrating your body as the temple for the dwelling of the real gods and goddesses, to realize that we are in a now moment where we have been called to rise, to transcend, transform, and transmute this towards our own greater good, to be in a place and space where, yeah, your back is up against the wall. You've got to come to a point and place where you realize that we have always been the wealth of this place, that all of the things that these people value, all of that which they will kill and die for that comes from the earth, that they can polish up and this and that, we have to come to a point and place where we remember that the intelligence of existence that beats our heart and breathes us is gifted us so much of itself, and we need to align ourselves with it. But to allow ourselves to be continued to be distracted, to be rendered dysfunctional, to be in such degrees of fear and despair, to be in a place where you have been undermining yourselves and yourself for so long, but then you're going to complain. I'm saying, look, this is what you have the opportunity to do in this now moment. Is to exalt a full effort in your living to realize that you cannot be real nourished and well nourished by the flesh of a dead animal. And if you've got to have your meat, and you've got to have your cigarettes, and you've got to have your alcohol, then don't complain about anything. Why even go to the doctors? Just be happy killing yourselves. Why seek some type of remedy for your pain, for your acidity, for your coughing, for your blackouts? Why even go? Why bother? Just eat and drink and screw yourselves to death and get it over with. But to come to a point and place where you're afraid of this virus, but you're not afraid of eating the flesh of a dead animal. You're afraid of this virus, but you're not afraid of drinking the contaminated milk from cows and to eat their pus and whatnot. You're not afraid to eat their babies and to eat the eggs of hybridized creatures like chickens and whatnot. You're not afraid of the things that are creating the sickness, the illness, and disease, but you're afraid of something that you cannot see, but you have no faith in that which you do see, which is the sky and the heavens and the sun and the earth is spinning within it. And then you have no faith in that which comes from Mother Earth, and you feed off of that which comes off shelves with all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, these behaviors, your modifying substances, so in your mind you justify how it is that you can be all right with being misaligned with the purposes of existence. That it's all about how much money you're making. Who knows your name, who you work for, how many people you have following you. But I can tell you that if you yourself, as a father, the progenitor of lineages, as a mother, the perpetuator of lineages, are not honoring the divine design of your body, facilitating optimum cellular functioning by that which you're consuming, that which you're drinking, that which you're eating, then you're not able to truly do what's in the best interest of your children. And to be in a place where we're following a program that was written out decades and decades ago, to come to this point and place exactly where we are now, where you feel helpless and hopeless and full of fear, and then you're still eating yourselves to death, and not realizing responsibility you have to clear, cleanse, purify, and really apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and breathes you, loving God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, coming to a point and place where you are willing to consecrate your body as the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, that we are able to turn this thing around, to transform it, to come to a point and place where we could focus on whatever person and personality. Once we stop eating their garbage. See, as long as you're eating their garbage, as long as you are putting money into the pans and the coffers of those who have the agenda of sickness, illness, disease, and death, as long as you're co-conspirating with your own demise, as long as you're undermining yourselves and whatnot, then you really have no grace and protection from anything. And it is the nature of intelligence to exalt a full effort in its living. It is the nature of intelligence to be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. It is the nature of intelligence to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to perpetuate itself. But they have you in a place and space where as long as your death is your own thought, as long as it's your own initiative, as long as it's a slow death and you could just keep going to work and keep buying meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, and fueling an economy of death, then you're all right. And they're all right with it. But if y'all just start killing yourselves and just killing yourselves and killing yourself and it's fast and it's then they're going to try to intervene. They're going to try to keep you from jumping off the rooftops and keep you from shooting yourselves in the head. I'm just saying, it's like really horrendous that these ones who would really rather see you dead anyway just want you to die by the way they want you to die. But as long as you are taking responsibility to kill yourselves, it's all right. Now they just want you to go faster. They want you to be in fear. They want you to be humbled, to bow down. And I'm saying, get up. I'm saying, now is our time to raise completely up. Now is our time to cleanse ourselves, to be in a place and space where we are realizing that the fulfillment of the promises that we would come away from this place with great wealth and substance, but we cannot be restored in the light of the truth of who we are if we will not accept the light and the truth of who and what we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That's what we were when we came, and that's what we should be when we leave. If you leave here as dead people, how long will you be dead in the realm of eternity? You'll be off the planet much longer than you were on, but what and where would you go when the rest of the cosmic is in order and you've not cared to be in order the entire time you were on the planet? And the fact that this world-conquering rampage affects absolutely everybody is no consolation. The fact that they are saying that it's a disproportionate percentage of us that are affected by it, it has always been a disproportionate percentage of us affected by it. But because we eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all this stuff that is not designed for our bodies, it's not designed for anybody's body, which makes them as pasty and wicked as they are, thinking that they're the gods of the universes, the authority of existence, and they're dwelling in such degrees of delusion to think that their money, their whiteness, their insecurity, and their fear of being phased out of existence justifies their war against humanity. And so you have a choice. And your choice, your only right choice, is to raise completely up through your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purification, your renewal, your rebirth, your revitalization, and to stand as a resurrected people, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as a global humanity, to know that everywhere that we are, we're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there are no forces, no bosses, no ones who have the right
to undermine existence and the right of beings to have the right to their lives, and then they not have the right to be phased out of existence. They have the right to die. But if you will not separate yourself, then don't complain. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.